most potent offense, a team that never loses here, and you guys kept them to the perimeter, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the D were outstanding tonight with gaps, and thought forwards did a good job helping get back on them so that the D could have good gaps. And then Doobie, whenever we needed to make a save, he came up big for us. I mean, that breakaway was huge. And there were a few at the end there too, so I thought it was an overall great team effort.
Second goal, you knew right away it was in, that it was good?
I had an idea. I was pretty sure. But then once he called it off, I was a little bit skeptical, but yeah. I thought I waited long enough, so I was hoping I was right.
You had a couple of looks at the empty net. You're going to have to bury it, weren't you?
Yeah, you know what? Stalzi, he was giving me a hard time there, but you know what? Third time's a charm, so I'm glad it worked out.
Jason, what's been working for you in the last few weeks? Have you sensed something different? I know you mentioned you want to put more parts on net, but a couple deflections, empty net.
I'm just trying to work. I'm just trying to work hard. That's really all it is. And my two line mates are playing great. I mean, whether it's Greeny or Donnie right now, they're playing really well. Stalzi, he's always steady down the middle. So I'm just trying to work and make sure we're all a cohesive unit.
Yeah, what's worked with Donato settling
into
this unit with you guys?
I think it's McGee's trying to keep it simple, which is good. You know, Stalzi and I aren't extravagant players where we're going to, you know, make crazy passes and toe drags and things. We're just going to keep it simple, and we're trying to make him do the same. And same with Greenway.
Is it a coincidence, or do you think there was maybe a burden lifted to the deadline passed?
I mean, it's always an odd time, you know, but I'm glad that I'm still here. I'll say that.
From the beginning of the year, though, too, Jason, like, it was kind of up and down for you. How did you kind of mentally persevere to get back to this place where, at the most meaningful time of the season, you're making your most impactful presence?
You just got to realize that it's all a game. It's hockey. You know, I have a great family at home, and that stuff is what's most important. So when a season is tough, it's a really small thing in this world, and obviously I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I get out of that and play my best, but you know, realistically, my family at home is what keeps me going.
How are you balancing, kind of everything that's going on with Give 16 now with playing as well as you are?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have to call him and cancel this hat thing because I think I'm going to wear this one the rest of my life, but we'll have to see. Yeah. But, I mean, overall, Carly and UNRL and Lola Pro, I mean, they've all been huge and helped me keep it going.
Your defensive structure was virtually perfect against a very potent offense. What did you guys do to counter them tonight?
We were trying to be good in the neutral zone, not let them skate. I mean, they're such a good skating team. They move the puck so well. And on any turnover, they have breakaways. They're going the other way. I mean, we saw they gave up a 4-on-1. All of a sudden, they had a breakaway back the other way. So their goalie is outstanding, and he kicks pucks out and lets them, you know, get breaks the other way. And most of the time, they're scoring on them. You know, tonight, Doobie played well, and our defense was great.
Jason, did you feel extra pressure to score as much as you did last year coming in this year after signing the contract? Or did you feel last season was just the tip of the iceberg, or you had duplicate?
I think I have more. I do. And that's why the beginning of this year was so disappointing for me, because I feel that I can score 40 in this league. I feel that I can put up 30 every year, and so for me it's about maintaining that and getting to that point and then not being satisfied with it and just keep going on.